Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Game Grooves Uncovered podcast. We had just a little bit of a break, but I hope you're as excited as I am to listen to more great artists from the video game music community talk about really cool, exciting projects. And today, of course, we have one of my longtime friends, one of the YouTube guitarist, video game cover artists that has been doing things for years and years. Honestly, it feels like quite a long time. Gabe Ocarina 96. You know him from covering everything from Nintendo, Pokemon, tons of Rare covers from the Banjo-Kazooie games, Yooka-Laylee, and of course, many of you will know dozens and dozens of Xenoblade Chronicles covers. Gabe has been doing YouTube for so long, as of this moment, has over 22,000 subs and has been viewed over 5.5 million times. You've seen collaborations with myself, with Shady Cicada, Christian Richardson, and many other musicians. And of course, you might even know from his different video game cover compilations, Awakening, which was a Xenoblade Chronicles album, Jiggy Rock, which was a Banjo-Kazooie Tooie compilation that we did in 2016. But now, you're going to get to hear Gabe release an original game concept album, Crystal Moon. I'm so excited to talk to you, Gabe, on the podcast. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me, actually.
Of course. I've been really I want to talk to all of our friends whenever they have something really cool to talk about. And you have something very unique to talk about today. So, yeah, I'm excited. And to start, hopefully, I want to introduce you again to some of our listeners who may not know your channel or are just curious. So what inspired you to start YouTubing, let alone like playing guitar and stuff, for those who don't know?
Well, for guitar, it was for sure like bands like Metallica or AC/DC back in the, in elementary school with Guitar Hero and stuff. But for YouTube itself, it's just I was already playing a bit of guitar, and then I discovered, channels like everybody knows Family Jewel 7X, CS Guitar 89, which actually CS Guitar was the first one I saw. And then it kind of started from there. I started trying that on my own.
That's really cool. And I feel like your story is similar to a lot of people's that, all it took was someone finding YouTube and finding a channel doing something like this. But
yeah.
So before that, you were playing guitar just... Were you in a band? I think you might have talked about this before, or playing live, or was it mostly YouTube that got you playing guitar heavily?
It was mostly YouTube, because the band stuff came like after that. And when I say band stuff, it was not like original album bands and stuff. It was just like us doing like cover shows in little places around the city here.
Right. That's still really cool. I kind of always wanted to do the band thing, but because there weren't a lot of people wanting to cover like rock and metal music, I ended up doing the YouTube. So I was always curious. But obviously a lot of your covers, I feel like they have like kind of a rock pop punk feel to them. And sometimes you go extra with symphonic rock now and metal, but it's really cool knowing that, like, I feel like guitar is still in a lot of your work.
Well, it's my main influence after all.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I know we've talked Green Day and Metallica and things like that, but
yes,
it's really cool to hear, how you sounded in 2012, especially where, that would be some of your biggest influence. But now I think it's clear you've, explored, what would you say in the last few years of doing YouTube covers and things has changed the most, or what's the thing you're like happiest to have worked on so far?
Well, what changed the most, I believe, is when I started doing YouTube and stuff, I would see channels like Family Jewels, CS Guitar again, and all they would all it was really was video game music on guitar. So I always thought, okay, I'll start doing covers where like guitar plays everything, and like I did that for a long time, but then in recent years, I've began to really embrace my love for video game music, like more than any other genre of music, really. So, and if you listen to video game music, it's not necessarily just guitar, even rock songs. Right. guitar is there in the background or something, but it's not the main thing of the whole song. Yes, you'll have songs like You Will Know Our Names that will like have a lot of guitars, right. But in general, video game music is like an orchestra. It has a lot to it. It's not just one instrument. So I wanted to explore more of that in the past few years, or like past year or so.
I can definitely hear that. You've been learning a lot of piano too, which, I mean, listening to Crystal Moon, I can tell piano is definitely important. Is that something? Well, so I should go back to your name for YouTube, of course, is Gabe Ocarina. So I think that's something people might also be wondering, since you're such a frequent guitar player and a good guitar player. But you also play ocarina in a lot of covers too, right?
Yeah, well, ocarina, my whole channel is called Gabe Ocarina because in the beginning, when I started the channel, it was for ocarina videos. Those videos were taken down later on because I was using like actual backing tracks from that was not made by me. So it got claimed and taken down. But yeah, because I started playing music for real because of David Ramos, Duck Jazz on YouTube.
Yes.
And that's where my love for playing music started, with the ocarina, actually.
That's really cool. I remember finding David also before I knew about VGM and YouTube and that whole circle. I just saw someone actually playing this instrument from Ocarina of Time.
And he was playing Ghibli music.
That too, yes.
Yeah.
Again, it's really cool because, and this is something I'd love to know your thoughts on too. So many people started out in, when I did 2010, 11, 12, and many of us were guitar first. But like you said, video game music especially uses so many different instruments. So everyone's kind of found a different style or small differences, you know, in our and how we arrange covers. And noticing that you've put more piano, more symphonic elements, an orchestra, I feel like that's been maybe one way you found to make yourself different. And people remember what a Gabe cover will sound like versus how, a Ro or a Rich or whoever cover. Is that something you thought about? And that's kind of how you decided to start doing more orchestra, or was that just something you really liked doing anyway?
Kind of. I just noticed, like, from my personal preference that, even on YouTube, I enjoy all sorts of covers and stuff, but I noticed that I found myself listening to a lot of covers that were more like varied in instruments.
Yes.
So again, that's why I kind of went that way. And since a lot of people are doing guitar only stuff,
right,
I thought perhaps some other people would be interested in hearing some arrangements, but with a little bit emphasis on guitars. But at this, that's pretty much that, I think.
That's really cool, though. And I think it's one of the things you should be most proud of course, because many, many people will be writing soundtracks with more than just, one instrument, too. So I feel like, especially as we're getting closer to talk about your album here, it's important to note that this was you making a lot of different instruments work together. And it's not necessarily the Gabe Ocarina guitar experience alone. It's got guitars in it. It's got piano, strings, organs, a lot of church organs. It's something that I think, people will enjoy seeing both in your covers, but also maybe in your future as you compose more.
I was about to mention actually that Wait, I forgot where I was going with that. Sure. Hang on. Oh yeah. Okay. Sorry. Is that the album itself has a lot of, you know, it doesn't sound like what my stuff sounds, on YouTube. I think what the album is really is what I would do in a way if I were to compose for a game, while the video, the covers I do on YouTube, well, people still follow me for guitar covers, so I still on YouTube try to really implement the guitar as much as I can anyways, but yes. So the album is really just like me doing something that I don't usually get to do on YouTube right now, let's say.
Now, is that something you feel like you know, you would want to do for YouTube, but you understand that, you know, people on YouTube do expect only one thing, so it makes more sense to do that?
I would kind of want to explore a bit more of that on YouTube. I kind of tried with, like, recently with some Pokemon covers and see, like, yes, if I were to make, like, more, or in the beginning it was with the Final Fantasy IX cover that I did, the battle theme, where I thought, what if I did a cover, but call it a reimagining, in the sense that if I were to work on a remake for that game, what would the soundtrack sound like in my head?
Yes, that's a really cool way of thinking about it, because a lot of the remakes, I'm sure as you know, like with Final Fantasy VII, they're not just taking the same orchestral MIDI, you know, moving it up. A lot of them bring in rock elements or electronic. So it's cool seeing that you're also, you know, maybe inspired or doing things in that vein.
That's definitely what I want to, like, to get to at some point. But of course, you need to have, like, good... If I'm not to have, like, an orchestra play it, I need to, like, work on having good, VSTs and stuff.
Sure, the samples and how you use them. I've talked briefly with a few friends like Wayne Strange, Eric Buckles, Brax Burks, people who have done only symphonic. And it is a lot of work, but it's also really cool to, you know, hear orchestral covers or, you know, just music in general. And
yeah,
obviously, so we got to talk about this this EP of yours, because we've been talking around it so much. This is awesome. It is. I've been listening to the songs you've been putting on SoundCloud way back when and trying to see how you wrote. And I always could tell that you really were enjoying writing video game scores, even if the game doesn't exist. Your original music always had a lot of the same qualities, but it had your voice in it. A lot of your favorite games maybe are inspired, but this was really cool. So I don't want to talk for you. How would you describe the idea that this isn't a real game, but you wrote as if, you know, you were pretending this could be in a game?
You know, it's funny, because ever since I played Bloodstained Ritual of the Night that came out a few years ago, I think it was 2017 or something, I always thought that sound of composition was really, like, interesting to me. Like, in a way, it's almost like a simple rock chord progression for the most part, but at the same time, it has this big, like, classical or, like, baroque influence to it, and always wanted to try that. So, like, earlier this year, I think I tried it with a song that I titled on YouTube as Castle Exploration, and that was my first attempt at it, and I enjoyed it so much that, and at the same time, I discovered, like, my love for the Castlevania series around that time too, and I was like, wait, I want to do more of this, but I need a reason to do it. And at first, the album was not supposed to be like a direct, like, inspiration of or like influenced by Castlevania that much. I was supposed to do like a just a spooky album in general with many styles and stuff. But yes, the more I went, the more I just wanted to continue with that feeling. I was at a restaurant at one point, and I had that's where the idea popped up. I was like, wait, I have an idea of like a story that could go in a Castlevania game, but of course the game doesn't exist. So what if I just go along with it, write music for that non-existing game,
right,
and you know, try to do something special with it, with the, like YouTube uploads and with the story going with it and stuff.
That's awesome. And again, like this is a very interesting thing to see, because you and I both started on covers of video game music. And, you know, a lot of our friends end up playing for games, real games. But sometimes I think the best thing you can do is make a portfolio. You know, like your resume now says that you've worked on a game. It just happens to be one in your mind. And the album itself, it plays just like a game soundtrack. When I listened to it, I wasn't sure if it was going to sound like, you know, like a traditional album where every song is kind of separate, you know, poppy. This felt like I was listening to a soundtrack. The Spiral, it starts out with, you know, a lot slower, you know, symphonic instruments, and it's spooky, but it also reminds me of, you know, video games like Bloodstained, like Castlevania. And then once you bring in like a bit of the big hits, I can hear guitars again and drums. It's really cool that you, you got to write a game in that way. Did you think of it like that? Like, okay, I'm going to write the title song. Okay, I'm going to write the battles music or this room, you know.
I actually think so. Yeah, well, I mean, for the Spiral, which is the opening song, it was really just, I was at the piano one night, and I just started playing that piano loop that plays in the background all the time.
Sure.
And I was like, wait, this reminds me of, it could be like an intro to a movie. It sounds mysterious, you know, like how yes. movies will often have this one song that plays for, it's sometimes like 10 minutes, but it has like different things happening in between, but the motif is there all the time. And that's where that idea popped off from. But then I was like, okay, so what now? Okay, I wanted to do like, we're in a catacomb now. So what would a catacomb sound like? And that's pretty much, I challenged myself to if this was in front of me right now, I have to compose for it. What do I do?
That's a really, really cool way to approach it too. Because I feel like you're getting ready for the job for composing for a developed game that way. And what's cool is I feel like all of the songs you wrote, they do sound like they're from the same game. You use the same instruments, but some of the songs do have like these little differences that I really like. So the Haunted Catacombs, I could hear like some VST like sitars going on. It had a drone, but it's still like a rock kind of song. But you also have like this nice middle part that was just pianos. It reminded me of like Banjo-Tooie inspired kind of writing, where you have these changes in the song that get quiet in the middle and then it comes back. And again, it just feels like you're telling a really good game story. So I can tell
I'm
that
glad you thought so.
That. Yeah, it was really cool. I think my favorite song is still Cold Morning Heart. That's
my
favorite.
Goes
places. Yeah, I could tell. I'm like hoping that you'll actually do like some sort of music video for it too, because there's everything in there. There's a waltz, I think, in the middle, which I thought was cool, like a callback to the ballroom song that you wrote. You know, there's like big lead guitars that have these little special moments. It builds up over time. It's different than, you know, a rock song that, you know, it's kind of loopable, I guess. This one feels like it's really part of the story. Like maybe
right, and and with it, I try to bring back like both the first song and the last song reference some songs from the album. I wanted yes. that because like in video game music, you would have that. Often the either the intro song and the end song were composed last. And that's what I did this time also. The first song and the last song are the last songs that I composed because I wanted to be able to reference other stuff from the album.
Yes. I can definitely tell that. And it's awesome. It's something, like you said, games will do, sometimes movie scores will do, musicals. And it really does tie everything together as like this very solid Halloween-friendly EP. So one thing, again, we kind of talked about, though, is that there are not as many guitars up front in this cover. Did that feel like harder? Like, did you miss using guitars as much when you were writing this, or was it okay because you were just excited to do things with strings? I noticed that violins and strings are doing most of the melodies in your songs here.
Yeah, well, the instrumentation itself was highly inspired by, again, Castlevania, mm-hmm. with like strings being in the front ground and like organ in the background with guitars and stuff. Because as for like writing melodies for not guitar, it's weird because I consider myself a guitarist, of course, because mm-hmm. that's what I do. But at the same time, I feel like I'm a musician before all of that. So like mm-hmm. my guitar playing is not necessarily the best. And like the melodies I would write on guitar, I'm more of a melodic person first. So like even if it's not on guitar, even if I'm playing piano for this album or something, it's the melodies are just there anyways. So it doesn't really matter the instrument that I'm playing. It's like even if I'm on guitar, I will not be playing pentatonic stuff anyways.
Oh, of course. So, this kind of music, I imagine.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's interesting. I know. For me, especially, it might be hard to think about writing music that doesn't have guitar in it all the time. So it's pretty cool. Now, when you did mention your influences, of course, when you were writing this or even before, did you listen to a lot of Castlevania or did you try to avoid maybe just so that you wouldn't copy it? Because I know some people feel like they shouldn't listen too much and other people love it because it just gives them inspiration, right?
I mean I'm pretty familiar with the soundtracks to begin with, so
sure.
but during the process I didn't listen to much of it aside from when I was blocked, and not that I needed inspiration for a melody or anything, but really just I'm like, wait, what's this part, like which instrument could be playing this part? And I'm like, I'm blocked here, so I would go and just hear something in another song and be like, oh, that's it. Okay, so perhaps this could be playing right now, or like, here, like perhaps we could add like flute swirls or something in the background to like fill things up. But like, that's pretty much it.
That's really cool. And actually, we got a question from Nico Mendoza, kind of about that. How your favorite soundtracks might inspire these melodies, which is really cool. I feel like, you know, when I do like music videos, I'll watch movies and I'll think of cool editing or even with music. But I was curious how you might approach it. And we also have a question from Sanjesh, of course. So when you started this album, how did you go about writing the songs? You know, did you think of small melodies first, or did you just go for it each time?
Usually when I write a song, funny enough, it's really just the melody comes in my head. So I write down the melody or like play it in my my recording software, and then I work around that. I I spend like some time trying to figure out like which chord could fit onto that and like what could be added to go along with it. So it's really just like section by section. I just think of the lead melody, and then after that, I just fill it up vertically, let's say.
That's interesting. Yeah. And again, I kind of think of things like that when it's writing. It's really hard to, sometimes some songs I might do that way. Other times I'll just do the whole thing on guitar and then I'll go back. But this is interesting because I know this is a lot of MIDI, right? So
yeah,
you can always work on it and adjust things, which is really neat too.
And it's fun because it's MIDI, but for the most part, it's actually me on the piano playing these melodies. And of course, I can then go back and like, oh, this is like I messed this up here. I can, fix it with the mouse and stuff. But for the most part, like what you hear is what I was playing.
Right, which is, I mean, that's really cool too. You can. It doesn't feel like it's programmed, alone. It still sounds like it's, music being played, performed, which is really nice. Also, talking about the story again, and you shared a great announcement video of this, but I'm curious. So when you share the album, obviously, hopefully we'll be able to listen to it, but you mentioned that you'd have a story kind of coming out with that. Could you talk
right.
about how you're going to make like music videos for these or stories, I guess, as you call them?
Yeah, well, the whole album tells like this one story, let's say, but like every YouTube video that will be uploaded like every day for the songs of the album will have like the album art on one side, and then next to it there will be like a scrolling text just like telling the story while the song plays, really.
So that's going to be really... So how did you go about writing the story? Did you do that after the music was done? Or did you do that as you were kind of making the music? Because that's very interesting. And I think a lot of people in VGM might actually... might like that.
I mean, first of all, it's not like this massive story, right? Because it's like, if it was like in a Castlevania game, it's always like enter the castle, go to this guy, beat this guy, and there's like a bit of backstory and stuff. But I tried to add to make it a little bit more emotional on Dracula's side. Let's say I'll just leave it to that for now. But yeah, the story. I thought of the story before writing the music, but pieces of the story came to me as I was writing the music too, but so a bit of both.
I like that. And I'm sure like when I was working on my first EP too, I kind of thought of the same thing where I didn't know what story there would be. I just wrote little ideas, and I didn't know how to present that. I still didn't. But it's really cool knowing how you're going to do this as like a nice, almost like a storybook to the game, especially because it would be really hard to make a whole game.
But, yeah, by myself.
Oh yeah, I thought about doing that once, but it is so much work to make a game, let alone a Castlevania type game that would work with your soundtrack here.
But, and I have zero knowledge of making games anyways, so like...
That's fair. But so that's exciting, of course, that we'll get to see the storybooks. Were you thinking of doing any performance videos, or because it's mostly MIDI, you may not, or...
The videos are all done already. They're like uploaded to YouTube, scheduled and everything. Oh, but yeah, beautiful. It'll really be the story videos. There will be no actual like video of me playing, because by the time I first of all, a lot of it is MIDI, so it would be kind of boring to just see my hands trying to play what I played. And at the same time, like, even songs like Cold Morning Heart that has more guitar doesn't have like enough guitars to make a video. And also like by the time the songs were finished and everything and it would be time to make the videos, I don't even remember how I played these songs. So like it would have been like,
I feel that
work relearning everything. So I preferred to do it the cleaner looking way.
That's completely understandable. And I've definitely been there. I have to try to remember how I played anything before I stream it. but that's still very exciting. I'm sure everyone's going to be looking forward to listening to that and maybe even watching and reading along with the story. So fun questions, of course. Now that, you know, the work is done, do you think you would do another kind of album like this? And would you pick a similar kind of game? Or would you be open to like adventures or making like a pretend platformer game or anything like that?
I would love to. Like, I finished the album in a few weeks ago at this point for sure. And ever since then, I'm like, wait, I want to do like to compose music again. But I feel like empty that the album is done. So I'm like, wait, if I compose again, I need to make this like a project or something. I want to work on something for something, like not just do something, upload it to YouTube. I don't know. It's weird.
Oh, of course. And
like, I love bigger projects. That was fun to do.
Yeah, I feel like there is something very special about making an album or, you know, a large video or, there's something special about it. I think you should definitely be very proud of how this came together. Would you do like, you know, one thing that I've seen a few people try out where they do a song in the style of, you know, Mario Kart or obviously an album inspired by Castlevania. Do you think you would have another game in mind that you would compose for next? If you could think
For sure. For sure. Well, I mean, I thought about Castlevania was one that came as obvious for me because it was October coming and everything. But like, I would love to try and do either music in the style of Octopath Traveler or Xenoblade.
Interesting.
Xenoblade or Banjo-Kazooie also.
This would be really interesting. I always thought that it would be cool to see you do something like Xenoblade because there would be much more guitars and people already know you for a lot of your covers. So I feel like that would be a very easy transition for people to get to hear you play something inspired by a game series you've already covered a lot.
Right. No, I would love to do that. But I feel like at this point, whatever I compose or do seems to have influence from Xenoblade anyways. So,
But of course, you know, in the meantime, I feel like you have obviously your covers going for you and this composition is really exciting. Do you think that, and I feel like maybe you've also mentioned this before, but is your, you know, goal kind of to be able to work on real games and create, you know, soundtracks, or is just doing writing for now something that you want to do for your own?
For, if the occasion was there, I would definitely love to compose for a game. Like, I mean, perhaps even like, and especially probably indie titles, because, you know, I don't think necessarily that for now that I have the sound and everything for like a big AAA experience, you know, because those are like crazy orchestras and stuff and it's not really my style anyways. But like a small like indie game or like in the style of a JRPG or like even an exploration Metroidvania, I would love to work on music for something like that.
Oh yeah, I could definitely see you working on something like the next Bloodstained or things like that. And I feel like this album is a really good resume for you to show people because It's 100% original. It's still very game oriented. And you showed that you can write for piano, for guitars, you know, for a lot of things. And have you also thought about live performers for strings? Or is that in the future?
Oh, well, I mean, at that point, I guess if we were to like have like a studio making a game and I would make the music for it, probably it wouldn't be MIDI in the end, but like for now it's pretty much all I can really do, you know.
No, sure. And that's still really great. Was this Logic strings and everything?
Yeah, because
they're really good.
Again, I don't have like I'm still at the beginning of really working with like orchestral stuff as sure. much as I want to. So like I don't have like big expensive plugins yet that like sound like real strings and stuff. So for now it's mostly Logic stuff.
Oh yeah, and for whatever reason, Logic has some of the coolest samples for this stuff. It's quite good as is. I'm sure maybe you have like a wish list for the future, but these were pretty great.
Well, thanks. I'm glad to hear, actually.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And again, we listen to a lot of, there's a lot of indie game soundtracks out there. Most of it is MIDI, and the larger ones usually get guest performers. So
yeah, exactly.
You got to play, of course, several instruments in this too. So it was really cool to be able to hear you mix live guitar and of course everything that you have at your disposal here. So hopefully we'll be able to check out your future stuff too in a game. But if not, of course, you could still be making more of these concept EPs, I think.
Oh, that's the goal for now, I guess. Like, I'll still be making covers, but since I'm uploading like on a every other week schedule now, I have more time to work on other things at the same time. So that's pretty much how I did this album to begin with. So I'm glad to do that now.
It's really exciting, and that's also that was basically my last kind of question here, of course. Now that this is out, you know, it sounds like you've got everything worked out for covers and hopefully composing more. Is there anything else coming up in the future that you think would be exciting to hint at? Or
for now, not really, aside that it's finally spooky month, so I'll probably be working on some spooky covers for YouTube, I guess.
Wow. I actually was going to ask that. Of course, I think every Halloween you're as excited as I am, probably more. But everyone comes together and does really fun Halloween covers. And I always look forward to seeing what you do because this is literally your month.
I'm born on Halloween, so I guess it is.
Yeah, for anyone listening who wasn't familiar, Gabe is born on Halloween. It is perfect. but I'm very much looking forward to seeing what Halloween covers you work on. I think I have time for just one because I've been recording so many. I've been trying to work on one big video, so I want to get on the fun, though. And I already
I'm looking forward to that.
I bought a bunch of sour candy. I thought you would be proud.
Oh yeah,
Sour Patch Kids, and that's going. That bag will be empty by Halloween.
Oh, of course, it has to be.
It has to be
because then you get more candies on Halloween, and then you can eat more.
Oh yeah, it's reloading.
That's it.
But once again, of course, I'm really excited for people to hear not only this, but in general, a lot of the original music you've been writing that's been inspired by game music, I think it's really, really cool to see. You know, there's this hashtag on Twitter, right? VGM gone original. And of course, it's not to say that, you know, covers are worse. They're fantastic. But when you fully write your own music and get to share it and tell your own story, I think it is also quite special.
It feels fulfilling.
Absolutely. You know, it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool time. So for everyone to check out your new album, where can people listen to it and where can people find your work?
it'll be available everywhere from the 13th of October. It'll be on Bandcamp, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, Deezer, whatever you listen to music to. And aside from that, I'm on my own YouTube channel pretty much every other week now, doing covers and stuff and other music stuff.
Well, that's exciting. Everyone can check out the links in the description wherever you're listening to this podcast for Gay Bach Arena 96. Check out Crystal Moon and have a awesome Halloween, because this is a very Halloween kind of EP to listen to. And Gabe, thanks so much for chatting about, you know, your EP and of course about your YouTube. You've been doing this for so long, so I hope everyone's excited to keep up with your channel and see where it takes you.
Of course. And thanks for having me, actually.
All right. This has been the Game Grooves Uncovered podcast. We'll see you next time.